Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4066.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
While there have been many who have inspired me, the person who comes to my mind and who uniquely stands out for me is my friend John. He's hilarious, he's incredibly intelligent, and he has a zest for life that I've tried to emulate to this day. And the times that we've spent together have produced some of the best memories that I've ever had, and I really credit him for helping shape who I am today.
What do you aspire to be?
I simply aspire to be the best person I can in any given situation, whether it's in my job, in my relationships, at the grocery store, anywhere. Frankly, many of the aforementioned things change throughout a person's lifetime, and so I try to be as good to others as I possibly can be, no matter where I am.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'm dedicated to my ideals. I'm carefree, yet I'm committed to what's important in my life. I tend to be highly introspective and concentrate on fostering as many close relationships as I can.
What makes you smile?
A ton of stuff makes me smile. It's hard to try to peg down one specific thing, so I'm going to have a short list here. But making other people happy always makes me smile. Taking my 5-year-old and 3-year-old cousins to Disney World makes me smile. Winning our softball games each week makes me smile, even though our team is awful. And Cuban food definitely makes me smile. It's some of the best food in the entire world.
What types of things make you happy?
Well, I mean, there are a ton of things, but some of the most important to me are spending time with friends and family, being able to live in a country that allows me the freedom to pursue unique interests and goals, and knowing that I make a difference in the world through not only my job, but also through my church. These things all make me extremely happy.
What types of things make you sad?
Well, news of disaster and death is always saddening, as is the ignorance and intolerance seen throughout the world. And living in a predominantly Christian nation, as a Christian, doesn't mean much if some are willing to do whatever it takes to tear down others.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I am the product of a divorce, but it hasn't really affected me negatively like it has so many others, since I was only 2 years old at the time. That being said, it still holds the most influence of any event in my life. It's shown me the depths of how much parents love their children when they work their hands to the bone to provide for their well-being. It's shown me how to be completely focused on providing the best life you can for your family. And it helped me come to grips with the fact that, while not a perfect world, happiness can still definitely be found.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I doubt that this really distinguishes me from everyone else, but years of practice and self-control have made it near impossible for me to become stressed out. I simply frame problems in a different perspective, which most people could do if they tried.
How did you develop this attribute?
Just years of studying, years of practice. It wasn't really anything I did naturally. I had to work at it.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think the ability to laugh is one of the most admirable qualities. People often take themselves too seriously, and being able to find humor in yourself and the circumstances you may be in is important to me. A healthy work ethic is another admirable quality, but it's one with a caveat. You don't want to be too busy that you miss out on a quality life.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
As far as physical qualities go, I like my voice the best. It's what usually surprises people most when I first meet them, since it doesn't exactly match my frame. Conversely, I would say that although I'm happy with my height, I would like to be a few inches taller, maybe play in the NBA. Probably not. Non-physical qualities, I really like my memory. It's been great ever since childhood, and it's been a huge blessing, especially throughout college. And I don't like the fact that I tend to let old relationships and old friendships wither whenever I move to a new area.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
First and foremost, I would say respect. respect for peers, respect for elders, and even people younger or lower on the social hierarchy. A commitment to ideals, a strong work ethic, and a sense of decency are other values that I'd love to pass on to my children someday.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I enjoy doing things. I don't like just sitting around and reminiscing. So one of our favorite things to do as a family is to go to theme parks. It gets us out of the house and allows us to develop new memories in a fun environment.
Tell me about the most cherished present you received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special to you.
Well, one of the most special gifts I've ever received was a child's combo pool, ping pong, and air hockey table. Opening it on Christmas revealed a letter from Santa that my grandfather had actually typed up, pretending that it was detailing the manufacturing process of the pool table. So even though I probably stopped playing with that thing a couple of months later, I still actually have the letter to this day.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, it might sound cliche, but one of my favorite things to do was watch wrestling. The fake kind, obviously. It's the best kind. And my best childhood friend and I had tons of wrestling action figures that we would play with while watching. Collecting Pokemon cards was huge for us also, but it seemed like everyone did that at the time. Playing basketball was something I really enjoyed when I was younger, but it fizzled out when I got into high school.
What is your favorite book?
My favorite book is Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card.
What types of books do you enjoy reading?
Well, my favorite book series is Harry Potter. I've never really experienced such a gamut of emotions with any other books as I have with the Harry Potter series. And you can probably guess from my examples, but the books I tend to enjoy the most are fantasy and science fiction, with my favorite literary character being one from the Dungeons & Dragons universe named Drizzt. I know this answer made me sound like a giant nerd, but I'm okay with that.
What is your favorite word and why?
I thought long and hard about this question, and it's hard to nail down a favorite word, but one I use often is fuddy-duddy. And not only is it fun to say, but it serves a great purpose. It means old-fashioned person, and I find myself saying it to my parents quite a bit.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli.
Who was your favorite character in it?
The type of book that it is, there wasn't really a character to become attached to, so there was no favorite.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was the latest Bond movie, Skyfall. I thought it was one of the best Bonds I've seen, and since my dad owns them all, literally, I've seen quite a few.
So you liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
The two sports I most like are football and basketball. But I've become a lot more interested in baseball during the last 2 years, and I enjoy watching it a lot as well.
What do you do for fun?
I mean, I love having a reason to dress up and hit the town, so that's what I always do for fun. I'll go to concerts, sporting events, museums, art galleries, etc. Anywhere I can to just dress up and go out. One of my favorite hobbies is actually fitness and nutrition. So I exercise 6 days a week. I enjoy looking up new recipes, new health practices to incorporate into my daily regimen.
Are you a creative person? And how do you express your creativity, if so?
I think I'm creative. Whether other people do or not is up for debate. But the way I enjoy expressing my creativity is through giving gifts. I love searching and searching and searching for the perfect gift for whomever I'm buying for. I think it says more than just a gift card. Although I do love gift cards.
Giving and receiving.
Right.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
For better or worse, no. No one's ever said I look like a celebrity. Either I look too unique or people just don't want to hurt my feelings.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
The most significant risk and subsequent achievement that I've made is moving out of my hometown to live 1,000 miles away to where I currently am. I wasn't sure what to expect once I got here. But living on my own has taught me more life lessons than I can count, and I'm incredibly grateful for the experience.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
You know, one person I've always found really interesting is Benjamin Franklin. Not only was he a strong advocate of individual liberty, he was also a scientist, politician, a writer, musician, and inventor. I mean, he was truly a Renaissance man. And plus, being one of the least attractive people in any history book, he was quite the charmer, and I think he'd have a lot of fun stories to tell.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Skydiving for me was a great first experience. I've never been to the type that's really attracted to daredevil things like that, but it taught me what it means to face a fear and emerge victorious. And our parachute did open, so that's why I'm doing this interview today.
It's always a plus. Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you know was the right thing to do.
One of the most recent I can think of was attending college away from home. I was unsure of how it would go, how I'd make friends, but looking back on it and seeing the lessons I learned and the friendships that I actually forged, I knew it was the right thing to do.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Well, the Communist Manifesto was a difficult read for me simply because I don't ascribe to the idea that class warfare is necessary for a properly functioning society. And so that, to me, challenged me the most of any recent book that I've read.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And describe that moment.
Not necessarily a specific moment, but rather a buildup of moments, all relating to the same thing. I think a lot of men do this, but I tend to find myself trying to fix other people's problems, when all they really need is someone to listen to their problems. And so letting people find their own way was a positive epiphany that has helped me enact change in my own life.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
That's a great question, because there's a company in Chile that will let you bungee jump out of a helicopter into an active volcano. It costs a lot, but that's definitely what I'd most like to be doing.
So you're getting on that daredevil level.
I'm getting there, slowly.
Where would you like to be the most?
If I had to choose a place outside the United States, Brazil, Uruguay, and Japan have always appealed to me the most.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
If I had to choose someone right at this moment, it would probably be my friend John, who I mentioned earlier, just because we haven't seen each other in so long.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to laugh often and never take myself too seriously.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
I wouldn't say there's been a most difficult time. There have been several difficult times that present different challenges, such as adjusting to a new college, like I mentioned, searching for a job after graduation, even breaking up with my most recent girlfriend. But each has taught me similar lessons in persistence, in commitment, dedication, and wherewithal.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Again, I have to go back to moving out of my hometown, even my home state, to start a new job after college. It has been the most eye-opening experience of my entire life, between making new friends, learning how to cook for myself, not starving to death, and trying to maintain physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and even financial health.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I'm going to dig deep and find the nerd inside me once again and go with Risk. Risk was an amazing board game, and still is.
Who is your favorite actor?
Right now I'd have to say Leonardo DiCaprio, just due to his versatility.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner, without a doubt, vaca frita, which is a shredded beef sauteed with onions and garlic. Yeah, fried plantains on the side, and black beans and rice. But like I said, Cuban food has become the best food for me.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Well, skydiving was probably the most daring. Jumping onto a moving tractor and falling off shortly after was also crazy, but more of the stupid kind of crazy.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Check my phone every morning. I'm still half asleep and really don't remember doing it at all, but that's always what comes first.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Well, this is going to sound really random, but I wish I could roll my R's. It would make speaking Spanish a lot more easy.
Why do you choose communication as your career or line of work?
Well, when I was deciding on a major, I felt like it matched my strengths, and for the most part, that's proven true.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I think how varied it is. I mean, one day I could be just doing stuff on the web and changing the content on our website. Another day I could be managing our social media outlets. And the day after could be spent just shooting and editing video projects. So my weeks are very, very different.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be?
A voiceover artist, definitely. It's something I've always been interested in, and I still may pursue it later in life.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I think it goes without saying that I would be retired and married to a supermodel. But perhaps more realistically, I see myself with 2 to 3 kids, maybe pursuing or having completed a graduate degree, and the cliche answer, continuing to climb the corporate ladder.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I would probably start off by going to an intimate, maybe off the beaten path type of restaurant. Followed by something that's not part of a daily or even weekly routine, like catching an orchestra concert or a play, maybe doing a wine tasting or a cooking class at a place like Williams-Sonoma has great cooking classes. Even staying in and watching Christmas movies by the fireplace works. I mean, any evening can really be romantic if you make it that way.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I always look for laughter to come easily. I think that's one of the most important attributes for me. Low maintenance is great, a thirst for adventure, an open mind, and a passion for learning are also qualities I always look for in a potential mate.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think it depends, ultimately, on what their strongest love language is, whether it's receiving gifts or spending quality time together, but putting their needs first is always a great start.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I understand the importance of family, and I really can't imagine how discouraging it could be for people who are unable to start one on their own. And if what I do only ever helps one family, then it will have been more than worth it.
Is there a message you would like to add for the recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I just want to say to live your life intentionally, knowing that you're here for a purpose, and recognize that your life is a gift that you've been given. And understand that I merely provided a small piece of the life-making process and will never be a substitute for the home you come from.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4066.